Hey guys, welcome to this catch-up. It's thanks to Prezi. Prezi lets you send digital gift cards from major retailers instantly in just seconds. If you buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au, you could win a $250 gift card. Permit number LTPM160177.
Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and on today's edition of the catch-up,
we take your calls on when you've copped it from a customer.
Plus, in the Shaw Report, we'll tell you what it will take for Alec Baldwin to stop impersonating Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live.
Strong winds in the studio? Lisa and Pete deny responsibility. But trees on your property are your responsibility. To find out more about trees and power lines, search Western Power. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
What have you copped from a customer? Poor Jack Burrows. Works at a supermarket, copped a tirade of abuse, and then the bloke who was abusing him decided to go ahead and spit on him as well.
That's not nice.
Because the guy who did it rocked up after hours, and Jack couldn't serve him. Not wouldn't, couldn't serve him.
That's right.
We got Liz in Sorrento. What have you copped from a customer, Liz?
Hi, I was 16. It was my second day of work ever in a certain fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
And I had a customer go through the drive-thru after ordering some fries, walked inside because they weren't hot enough, and threw them at me.
Threw them at you?
Yeah, so copped it.
Were they hot?
Yes.
Well, that's like, just ridiculous. Oh, people are crazy. You know.
But the effort that he made to go inside and throw them at you.
That's the bit that gets me.
And yeah, they would have replaced them.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
For that effort, he could have gotten them replaced.
Really?
Sorry, these aren't hot enough for me. Can you get me some fresh ones?
Yeah.
No problem. Yeah.
Did he go home feeling really good that he'd just thrown fries at a 16-year-old girl who would have happily replaced them?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Flog. Thanks, Liz.
No worries.
See ya.
Krista,
fry flog.
Yep. Krista in Baldivis. What do you cop from a customer?
Hi. I was working at the wholesale butchery and the guy walked in and I was greeting him really nicely and he started swearing at me and just told me I need to go back to my own country because unfortunately I'm coming from South Africa.
Oh.
I was just amazed and I couldn't say anything more for this guy. And luckily the manager came around the corner and he was serving the guy. And he was actually telling the guy off.
Yes.
Man, and so he should.
Right.
This is one of those moments where you go, no, customer, you're not right. You're actually racist. Get the hell out of the store. That's terrible.
Wow.
Natasha and Merrill we've got here. What have you got from a customer?
Hi. I used to work at Chicken Tree, and occasionally they'd run out of chickens and people would come in and say, what type of chicken shop without chicken? You know,
Yeah.
Everyone's got the same idea, you know, takeaway dinner.
Yes.
But the best was one guy came in one day and he said to me, I want half a chicken, but I want two wings. And I said to him, no, the half a chicken, like the picture shows, is a wing and a leg. And he said, no, I want you to cut it the other way. And I...
Oh, cut it the other way.
Yeah,
okay.
Cut it the other way. You know, it doesn't matter that everyone else likes breast pieces too.
Yeah.
And I said to him, look, I can't do that. You know, I was a young manager. I was only like 19 at the time. You don't really know how to handle people at this age.
No.
And so I said to him, no, you know, that's how it is. That's how it shows. And he said to me, I'm going to take you to court. I'm going to sue you because customer service and I want two wings and that's still half a chicken.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, some people, hey.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, some people indeed.
And you know what? Yeah. That's exactly.
Wow.
You can't say anything more than that. Some people.
Court.
Ah, far out.
Over the dissection of your chicken.
If you are one of those some people getting ready to have a rant or something.
Just ask for two quarters.
Yeah. And you know what? Take a nice deep breath and enjoy the holidays.
The Chicken Treat shouldn't run out of chickens, though.
Guys, thanks for joining us on this catch-up. It's thanks to Prezi Digital Gift Cards. This will become your festive season lifesaver. It makes it easy to buy for everyone on your list. So with Prezi, what you do, you buy a digital gift card. Major retailers are all there. Meijer, David Jones, JB Hi-Fi and more. So with these digital gift cards, you can have them sent instantly straight to your friend's phone or you can have them scheduled for later on. Great idea. So when you buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au, you might win yourself an extra gift card worth $250, 10 of those to give away. digitalgiftcards.com.au, permit number LTPM160177.
Your report, Lise.
Well, more talk and rumours today about plans for an Australian late night show. Now, when we say late night, that is sort of the the umbrella name for things like Letterman Show, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, The Conan O'Brien Show, anything that starts after 10:30 at night when the kids are well and truly in bed. And you may be in bed too, just, you know, unwinding and getting ready to go to sleep. And, and that's the show. Lawrence Mooney, I think he would be fantastic. He's probably one of the few guys in the country that could pull it off. And Darren McMullen, is he the host of a, is that who I'm thinking of?
Yeah, The Voice.
And since when has he been a talk show host?
I don't know why this guy keeps on popping up and why they keep on putting him.
But,
you know what? With all due respect to him, I don't get it.
I'm sure there's vehicles for him, you know, on things for him to do because he's very likable. But, you know, a talk show, I just said, Letterman, Leno, people like that.
Yeah.
Lawrence, see, it's all in the L. Anyway, they've been tested for a potential late-night show for Seven in 2017. Entertainment reporter Peter Ford got on board today. He's watching developments and he said, Lawrence is pretty full on though. He might have to pull it back a little bit for Channel 7. Mm. Well, Peter and Channel 7, I think that's where they're probably going wrong, in my humble opinion.
It's meant to
be
back.
Yes, it's meant to be a late night show. This is the thing. We need to cross that bridge and go forward a bit, you know.
Yeah.
Like, don't pull him back, bring him forward. Utilize that whole Lawrence, personality.
I want to see him
that's
push the envelope.
Well, anyway, the last line of the report that I read on this today does say it all in regard to that. The station's rumoured to be eyeing a 9:30 p.m. rather than 10:30 start.
Right, okay.
Well, forget about it. It's not late night television. So you're missing the whole point. You can't have a late night show at 9:30 at night.
Mm.
Anyway, what are they scared of? It's not like the concept of late night hasn't already been tried and tested in this country. The Vizard Show, I mean, that managed to do okay. Do the names Rove, Denton or D-Generation ring a bell?
Rove wasn't late night, though.
Yes, he was.
No, it was 8:30.
No, it was about 10 when it first was on, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah. You're young. Google it.
All right.
And speaking of what you'd need to Google, what about this guy?
Live from the Melbourne studios of the Channel 9 Network, it's the Graham Kennedy Show.
Oh, yes, that's when we had late night.
Now, here's Graham.
And people talked properly. Mm. How lovely. Amy Schumer's Australian tour has been cancelled at the last minute due to illness, apparently. Sure, it's not disinterest. Her first show was supposed to be Saturday night at Perth Arena. The promoter says they won't be rescheduling the shows at this stage and that tickets will be refunded in full within 10 working days.
Gee, Perth Arena, that's 20,000 plus
seats.
That's
a lot of people. That's why I'm wondering, especially if they're not rescheduling, is she really ill? I want to see a doctor's certificate.
Mm.
Sources are telling People magazine that Kanye West is not living with Kim Kardashian following his release from hospital. He's like, sorry, Kim, love to come over, but, you know, doctor's orders. And Jennifer Aniston has admitted to Ellen DeGeneres that she and an ex-boyfriend, she didn't say who, once joined the Mile High Club.
Wow.
Ellen has never looked less interested in a conversation ever.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete. We're not sure which one of them's the responsible one, but trees on your property are your responsibility. Always get professionals to trim trees near power lines. Search Western Power.